Blog Talk Radio.
How do we know this is Babylon? Psalms 137. I'm going to read it. This place was known for the slaves, slave ships, boats. The children of Israel were singing songs and being whipped and beaten in this particular land. So, let me read. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept, when we remembered Zion. Yeah. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. Willows are willow trees. Where do willow trees grow? Here in America, in the South. They didn't even grow in ancient Babylon. The willow trees name in the Latin is the Babylonicus. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. So when we were whipped and beaten, we used to go under the willow trees and cry during slavery. Third verse. For there they that carried us away, captive, required of us a song. So this is talking about by the rivers of Babylon now. They required of us a song. That's where you get your Negro spirituals at. Okay? When the captives were enslaved during the time of slavery, they wasn't singing about Africa. The slaves were singing about Zion. Over the river Jordan, let my people go. These people knew that they were the children of Israel. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song. And they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of those songs of Zion. That's Negro spirituals. 4. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? What strange land? By the rivers of Babylon. Yeah, they named it America. But the Most High called this land an extension of Babylon. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? It reads in the fourth verse. If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. So David said, listen, he would rather not even know anything to forget the ease of Israel. He told the Most High, please never let me forget that we're Israel, that I'm from Zion. And our people don't even care. The seventh verse. Remember, O Lord, the children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem who said, raise it, even to the foundation thereof. Edom is a pure blood Caucasian who was behind bringing us here to Babylon to serve. You will never find the word America in the Bible, but you know America is written because it's the most evil and wicked empire in all existence. So you mean to tell me the Most High wrote about Egypt, Babylon, Sodom and Gomorrah, and all the evils placed in the earth, but forgot America? America is Babylon the Great. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall utterly be burned with fire. For strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. The Most High has put his spirit on these other countries to take her out through war. And all the other nations know it. The government know it. The bank systems, they realize it. They know prophecy. So what they're doing, they're mobilizing to move their money into the other countries over in Europe and Africa and all these other places you see Barack Obama going. He's been to Ghana twice already, knowing that this place is about to go. The ninth verse. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and live deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. So while they're teaching you prosperity, that everything is going to be alright, that you're going to be floating up into a cloud, which is nowhere in the scriptures before Christ come back. While they teach you all this madness in these philosophical schools they call churches, the Most High's prophecies are coming to pass. They're coming to pass before our eyes. You can see it. And you know it's going to happen. But Satan have what you would call a spell on the people through religion. So the Most High have awakened his elect in the last days to warn the people. Zechariah, the second chapter in your Bible, the fifth verse. For I say of the Lord, will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her. Ho, ho. Come forth and flee from the land of the north, saith the Lord. We didn't say this, the Lord said this. For I have spread you abroad as the four winds of the heaven, saith the Lord. Deliver thyself, O Zion, that dwellest with the daughter of Babylon. So is this ancient Babylon? No. This is the modern day daughter of ancient Babylon. And we're in the north. The Most High say we must flee her before the destruction comes. If we don't flee her, we'll get the plagues that are coming. In Revelation 18, which says she shall be utterly burned with fire. The eighth verse. Okay? There's more, but if you want to know more, you can always go to our website.
Shabbat Shalom, Barakatham, Matawada, peace for Sabbath, bless you all, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of Friday Night Sabbath, coming out of Babylon here for the Gathering of Christ Church, where we connect the dots of our reality with current events and the Word of God and Bible prophecy. All right, I'm your host, brother and elder Ramal Karab. It is August 19th, 2022. 7:11 p.m. Central Standard Time, and I pray you brothers and sisters out there are doing well this evening, that you've had a blessed week. You know, it's always a blessing to make it through the week. I know weeks are becoming more and more challenging. The days are becoming more and more challenging, so it's always a blessing to make it through, to be here. We are now approaching the weekly Sabbath, the day of rest, the time where we can connect with the heavens, recharge before we get ready for the next week, all right? So first and foremost, definitely got to give all praise to the Most High God Almighty, whose name in the Hebrew is Ahaya. The world typically refers to him as God, right? His son, whom the world calls Jesus Christ. His name in the Hebrew is Yeshaya, and the Holy Spirit, which in the Hebrew is Ruach, all right? So want to give all praises, honor, and glory to the Godhead, the Elohim, okay, for everything, you know, making it to another Sabbath, making it through the week, being here for another broadcast to be able to hopefully bring forth some very, very timely and edifying information for the brothers and sisters out there who are in this time looking for direction and clarity of the reality we live in. Okay, so that's what we hope to do here. Just want to give thanks because it's so many obstacles out there right now that are actually in front of us to keep us from being here. You wouldn't believe all the obstacles that are out there, time being one of them. Okay, but we're here, so we're going to make the most of the time we have and the information that we have a lot to cover in tonight. Very, very, very much so powerful information that we brought forth, if it be the Most High's will. Okay. Now, before I go into the announcements, I'm going to go ahead and get tonight's title and let you all know what we'll be covering tonight. So tonight's title, the broadcast title is Enemies of the State. Enemies of the state. All right. So for some of you, you may kind of have an idea or feel of what that means and what we'll be going into tonight. But for those that don't worry, because we are going to break it down the title, what it, you know, what it means, what's going on right now in our reality, the things that really we should be talking about that the world isn't talking about. All right, and just making sure everything is good there. I see you brothers and sisters in the chat, so it looks like everything is good. So we can go ahead and proceed with the announcement. So, of course, tonight we will be streaming here on Twitch. Let everyone know, social media, you know, through text messaging, we have a way you can communicate, let everyone know. You know, a lot of people out there may not be aware of where we are. We are on twitch.tv/GOCC Southwest. If you would like to visually watch and listen, you can listen as well. You don't have to watch. You can do all that here on Twitch tonight. Okay, we are simulcasting. So for those who would like to just maybe call in, listen to their phone, maybe you have something you would like to say, a comment or a question. The guest call, the number is 515-605-9327. 515-605-9327, and you can press the number 1 on your phone, and that will put you in the queue if you would like to speak. And I will periodically check the call lines to see if we have anyone who would like to chime in on tonight's topic, have questions, or anything else you may want to bring out that maybe we're not covering here. At about 9:10 p.m. Central Standard Time, the call lines on Blog Talk will cut off. So if you haven't called in and you want to talk, you will not be able to talk for the broadcast tonight. So make sure you call in before 9:10 p.m. Central Standard Time, okay? Also, Twitch.tv only allows the streams to remain on the channel for 14 days before they remove them. Okay, so all of our backup content can be found on our Odyssey channel, okay, odyssey.com at GOCC Southwest. Okay, you can also find that link under the About section here on Twitch. You can find it under the About section of the GOCC Southwest YouTube channel. All right, so make sure you subscribe to GOCC Southwest on YouTube because that's where all of the updates will come for this particular broadcast and stream that we do here on Friday nights. Also, we will be doing some broadcasting every other Friday night. On the non-broadcasting nights that we typically wouldn't broadcast on Friday nights, we're going to be on GOCC Media, and we're going to be doing some health and fitness content. So all different type of topics when it comes to, you know, nutrition, exercise, all those type of things, just giving brothers and sisters some fundamental understanding when it comes to our health. Very, very important so that we can have a longevity of life. We can, you know, have a nice quality of life so that we're living life healthy, that we feel good in our bodies. You only get one. So make sure you're eating healthy, exercising, putting things in that are going to be most nourishing for your soul, okay? Because you don't want to be in this earth and be sick and diseased and all those type of things and feeling bad. So we're going to be talking about a lot of things concerning that. I will be bringing on Elder Aria, time to time on those particular streams. It'll be the Most High's will. We're going to be talking about health and fitness, okay? So we're only going to probably do an hour on those nights, just enough to kind of give you a little bit, because it can be a lot of information, so just enough to kind of give you a little bit be on your way with that. You can add it to, whatever knowledge base you have or don't have when it comes to things related to health and fitness, okay? So that's it for the announcements for this particular, platform. And so now let me talk about the Bible in Hebrew Academy. The Bible in Hebrew Academy starts August 28th. August 28th, you want to make sure you get enrolled now while there isn't a big rush to get in. Because if you wait till the last minute, try to get in enrolled, then you may run into some problems, some difficulties, some confusion. So go ahead and get in now, or as soon as you can, before August 28th when a new session starts. It's a 3-month session of breaking down, foundational, fundamental biblical understandings, also some scholarly, some college level and beyond understanding when it comes to the Bible, going into very, very great details and depths. Okay, if you would like to find out more or sign up for the Academy, go to historytimes.org, historytimes.org, and you will be able to find out more, as well as subscribe, as well as reach out to the Academy team if you have any questions. Okay, historytimes.org. Also, we have our main YouTube channels for the Gathering of Christ Church, A Gathering 144. We have our backup channel, GOCCNYC, which you can find the Wednesday night streams, the Sabbath streams, and the Friday afternoon, early morning streams, later morning streams on Fridays that segue over to Patreon. So make sure you subscribe to both those channels, as well as GOCC Media as well, because we're going to be doing a lot of content for the church on that particular platform. So on the days that you would typically not have anything going, like Monday, Tuesday, Thursdays, and so on and so forth, those days are going to be filled with content on GOCC Media. So make sure that you get the word out, that you subscribe, and are staying tuned for the information that's going to be coming out through GOCC Media. Okay. Also, the church website, gatheringofchrist.org, gatheringofchrist.org, where you can find the information when it comes to all things related to the church. Okay, we have the GOC network where you can actually join, or you can actually support brothers and sisters who are entrepreneurs with small businesses who have products and services for our community. So check that out. Support the community. If you have a small business or you're an entrepreneur and you have it together, you can reach out to the GOCC network. Get signed up, get on there to advertise your business or your company. We have the Hebrew calendar, resources that the church uses. Pretty much anything you want to know is there on that particular website for the church, okay? And with that being said, I think that's all of the announcements for it. Well, oh, one more announcement. I know the last time we came on here, we talked about the night of praise. In memory of sister, let me get it here, Bayan Gabara, who recently passed. She had a CD that was just released, an album that was just released, and was looking to do a concert. So this particular event was all for in memory of her. And so this event will be on, let me get the date here, it's going to be August the 28th. Okay, August the 28th is going to be the date of the Night of Praise in California. Okay, in California. Last broadcast we did here on Friday night, we actually went into basically some promotions for it. We also are having a giveaway, and the giveaway, I believe, ends today. So you can maybe still get in the giveaway if you go ahead and subscribe to the actual website for Ahia's Royalty. Okay, and we actually have those particular links in our other. Let me find them here. I'll get the links and put them in the chat where you can sign up to be entered in, as well as purchase the tickets or enter in for the contest. Give me 1 second to get those links, and I'll put them in the chat here for you all, for those who would like to sign up or attend or support. But the announcing of the winners is going to be August 21st, 2022. Okay, August 21st, 2022, via the Bayan Gabara YouTube channel. We'll be live stream giving out the winners for who won in the actual contest. So going over to get the links for you all now. okay, and I'm going to paste them in there for you all. All right, so here are all the links, okay? Those are the links that you can go to for the website, the highest royalty. Also, if you want to purchase the tickets and get just more information on the Night of Praise as well as the actual company that was started with Sister Ibada and Bayan Guevara when it comes to things concerning music, clothing, accessories, all of that is there as well. So just make sure, if nothing else, family, that you're signing up, subscribing to that website, and showing your support for the community. Again, our brothers and sisters who have, you know, different things that they're putting out, and we have to support each other. If we want to have a nation, we have to start supporting each other and stop the support of this beast system if we want our nation to grow and this empire to fall. Okay, so that will conclude our announcements for tonight. And I want to go ahead, and before we go into tonight's topic, I want to talk about just some current news that's happening right now. Let me pull my screen up. I'm going to share it with you all here. So recently, we talked about, Joey B, 46th president-elect of good old U.S. of A. And he had COVID. Okay, he had COVID for, you know, basically 2 weeks straight, where he was testing positive, then he was negative, and then he was testing positive with no symptoms. But he had all four vaccinations. He had the first two and two boosters and still caught COVID, according to the narrative, right? And then he was taking the new drug, Paxlovid, which is supposed to be used in conjunction now. Not only are you supposed to get four vaccinations, but you're also supposed to take Paxlovid. And then even taking Paxlovid, you're still more than likely going to catch rebound COVID, which means you're going to catch COVID again, right? And so this is what's been told to us of recent. But if you go back to July 2021 at the town hall meeting on CNN, old Joey B told us that you're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations. So they told us that you wouldn't catch the boogeyman disease, which I've never been sick during this two-year time period, and I haven't taken any vaccines. So I guess they would say, well, you probably caught COVID, but just had asymptomatic symptoms. You had it. You were a carrier, but you just didn't have any symptoms. Well, that doesn't sound like a deadly disease to me. That sounds like a person who's healthy. At the least, a person who may catch a cold or catch the flu. So, of course, if you do just a little bit of research, we brought it out here on Friday night as well as with this church, that COVID doesn't exist. Okay? Before it was COVID, it was called coronavirus. Now, coronavirus, you've all known that coronavirus is just a flu. It's a strand of flu. Well, they quickly moved away from coronavirus because they wanted to separate it and make it something different but have the same symptoms as coronavirus, so they came up with COVID-19. Not that COVID-19 doesn't have more meaning to it than that, but they had to separate themselves from coronavirus because they're now pushing something different, a whole different narrative, okay? So it would be conflicting of their interest and agenda to continue to call it coronavirus, right? So it wasn't just Joey B that caught COVID-19 after being quadruple vaccinated. And so don't let me put a meme here up, because you have the naysayers will say, well, that's just a meme. How do we know he said that? I'm going to let you hear from the horse's mouth that if you take the vaccines, you're not going to catch COVID. So here I have a, you know, Twitter link up here. It says August 19th, 2022, what lie will liars Biden, Fauci, Trudeau? You won't get COVID if you are vaccinated. Tell us today. Video proof. So here's the video proof of those who told us that we would not catch COVID if we took the vaccine. All right, here we go. So he said you're not going to catch COVID if you take the vaccine. And then fast forward to this year, yeah, he came out and said, yeah, I guess you've heard, I've tested positive for the COVID. But it wasn't just Joey B that took all the vaccines that tested positive for COVID. And it wasn't just him that told us that you wouldn't catch COVID. Let's hear from some others. So, the fraudster, talked about this guy extensively, whose story changes like clothes. Okay? You are not going to get infected if you get the vaccine, is what he told us. Fast forward to this year, and the fraudster has got the COVID again. Not the first time he got it, but the second time after taking quadruple vaccines. But he doesn't stop there with Fauci. Let's see who else had this same line of rhetoric that ended up with the disease. So here we have Trudeau, who was a Canadian prime minister, who told us you can feel safe if you take the vaccine, and you're going to get access, you're going to get benefits to society to do things if you get vaccinated. But yet he still caught COVID, supposedly. You deserve, listen to the wordplay, you deserve the freedom to be safe from COVID-19, right? Not that you won't get it, but you deserve the freedom to be safe from the disease, right? But then what happened? He learned he tested positive for COVID-19 as well, I guess he didn't deserve the freedom to not get infected with COVID-19. But you notice how all these people said they got COVID and they're all alive and well with no symptoms? Who else? Daniel Andrews, Victorian Premier. Let's hear from him. So this Victorian premier said not only will you be exempt from other diseases, but you will also be exempt from COVID-19, also has tested positive for COVID-19 and is now in isolation for the next 7 days. Now imagine going into isolation with asymptomatic symptoms. You have no symptoms at all and you have to go into quarantine. Right? Not sick, but you tested positive with a test that's been shown. Even the maker of the test says there's no way that a test was ever designed to tell you that you have a disease. And not only that, but they've even come out in their own narrative and talked about all the false positives. So what we're seeing here is one big faulty sham. And when we bring the information out tonight, we're going to show you what this is really about. They wanted you to think this was about a disease. It had nothing to do with a disease. But let's keep going. We have more characters that have fallen ill with the COVID that took vaccines. Let's go. So we have another person, Anthony Albanese, Prime Minister of Australia. Oh, yeah, you know, Australia, the same country that's pretty much a police state right now, lockdown with concentration camps. Oh, yeah, they've been pushing the vaccine hard. You can't do anything in Australia without the vaccine. Now, what did he tell us about the vaccine? He's fully vaccinated. And he was certain, with confidence, with that fully vaccinated status. And now he is positive with the COVID, right? So the chief health officer of Victoria, let's get his name. Yeah, we got to call him out. Professor Brett Sutton. So he would be like the Anthony Fauci of Victoria, right? Who's telling you to get vaccinated. He's fully vaccinated, and yet he's down for the count with the COVID after getting vaccinated, feeling pretty rubbish. Razor blade throat, painful cough, okay? Another one bites the dust. Now, they would make you think that, well, if he wouldn't have got the vaccine, he could only imagine how bad he was, how bad it would have been. That's the psychological, now, mind game that they'll try to throw at you. Well, if I didn't get the vaccine, could you imagine how sick I would have gotten, or I could have died if I wouldn't have got the vaccines? Right? This is their science. And then also look at the hashtag here. Winter is coming. Winter is coming, and they called it a dark winter. Okay? A dark winter. But it doesn't stop there. We're just getting started with the characters that have caught the boogeyman virus. Who else? Uh-oh, Joey B's, this lady, first lady, Jill Biden, positive for COVID despite being fully vaccinated and twice boosted like her husband. I guess Joey B spread the asymptomatic symptoms to her too. Ah, man. And they told us that we would not catch it if we took the vaccine. What is going on? And it's either someone was lying to us, or they just don't know what's going on themselves. And in either case, why should we listen to anything that they have to say and trust any of their advice with this track record? Okay. Now, I have my own personal opinions on what I would tell you is going on here. But either way, whether they're liars or they're telling the truth and they just don't know what they're doing, hey, either way, I'm not confident in taking any of your suggestive medical procedures, especially with some of the other information I know and we're going to bring out tonight on the broadcast, that I'm comfortable participating in your uncertainty and your befuddlement of dumbfounded stupor. Okay. And now First Lady Jill Biden is on the Paxlovid. And she will more than likely catch the rebound COVID even after taking this experimental new drug that's supposed to stop it. Okay. And so she tested negative on August 15th during her regular testing cadence. Now my question is, why are they testing? Okay, why, if she's not sick, why are you taking a test for a cold if you're not sick? So She tested negative on a rapid antigen test, but a PCR test came back positive. Okay, more confusion. One test is saying negative, another test is saying positive. Whatever happened to the days before in ancient times where you would be able to examine a person, or a person would be able to tell you how they feel in their body to tell you whether or not something's wrong? Nope, long gone are those days. We have a test, and the test is going to tell you whether you're sick, whether you like it or not, whether you feel sick or not. The test is going to tell you. The inconsistent test. First Lady 71 is double vaccinated and has received two boosters, proving that the vaccines do not prevent infection at all. According to her spokeswoman, this was the first time Jill contracted COVID-19. Right? And I have some reports, and I don't know if I have them here on for tonight's broadcast, but I have some reports to where those that, forget who came out with this report, but they're saying that those that take vaccines or have taken these vaccines, that it's basically increasing your risk of catching COVID. Okay, so I would much more rather believe that story than this one. Even though, again, COVID-19 has never been isolated in nature to be shown that it exists anywhere in a lab, in science. Nowhere in nature has it been shown to exist. The only place it exists is in the media, in the minds of those who would believe the fairy tale fable. Okay, the Jewish fables of Hollywood media. But it doesn't stop here. Okay? You know what doesn't stop here with the circus show? Let's go to the next person. Breaking. Four times vaccinated U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin infected with COVID for the second time this year. So this man has, he's four times vaccinated. He has a mask on and a face shield, and he cannot escape the COVID boogeyman or a bug. Okay? I mean, this guy has as much protection as you can get being the defense secretary. I mean, he's ready for COVID war with that type of armor on, right? And still caught COVID twice, four times vaccinated with all that armor. What is going on? Let's see if we can get some explanation from them. Let's see if we can get some explanation from them on what's going on. Go to AP News. Oh, this does not look good. This does not look good at all. AP News. CDC drops quarantine distancing recommendations for COVID. This is August 11, 2022. So this is what's going on in our reality right now. I don't know if you brothers and sisters are aware of this. They're probably not talking about this on TV. Okay? They're probably not talking about this on mainstream news. So the CDC, who was pushing all these things about COVID, the social distancing, the masks, the vaccines, they're dropping it all. They are dropping. Let's go into some of the details of these recommendations. All right, let me find it here. Here we go. New COVID-19 guidance from CDC focuses on individual decisions. So now the CDC is saying that you get to make your own decisions now. Because remember, they took away our freedom of choice, our free will. And they said, you must do what we say. Remember that, 2020, 6 feet apart, have to wear your mask, have to take your test if you're at the job, have to get your vaccine if you work at the job, right? But now they're saying, well, we're going to give you your rights back, and you can make your own decisions and choices now when it comes to COVID-19. What is going on? It says here, those exposed to the virus are no longer required to quarantine. Okay. Let's keep going. Unvaccinated people now have the same guidance as vaccinated people. So now they're telling us that whether you're vaccinated or not doesn't matter. The rules apply for both the same. Now, do you know how damning this is after over a year of pushing the vaccine on the population with pressure and bullying? People are getting fired from their jobs because they didn't take the vaccine. Well, guess what? The CDC says, tough luck. Too bad. You out of luck. You know, you should have, you know, not listened to us. We know what he was talking about. Vaccinated people and unvaccinated are the same. And now it makes sense when you talk about all these vaccinated people supposedly catching COVID. So are they telling us something that the people with the vaccine are really the people that are sick now? They're the ones that have the COVID-19. Are they mocking the vaccinated people? Now you got the cooties? Cooties in the syringe, right? They don't have the cooties because they didn't take the vaccine. They took saline. But now they might be mocking the vaccinated. Like, hey, trick's on you, right? Can't say they didn't warn you. Can't say they're not telling you now. You're going to be sick. Your immune system's gone. And if you think cold and flu symptoms are the worst of it, hey, that's just the beginning of the sickness coming to the vaccinated. Students can stay in class after being exposed to the virus. I remember how they had it in school where if you're exposed to the COVID-19, you must go home and quarantine because you were around such and such that tested positive for COVID-19. Remember? Not anymore. If you've been exposed to it in your class, you can stay in class. It's not a big deal anymore, especially now that all the vaccinated are supposedly catching COVID. So the CDC is like, we're distancing ourselves from this to where, hey, it's on you now. Can't blame us. It's no longer recommended to screen those without symptoms. So you mean to tell me those that are asymptomatic don't have to take tests anymore? Whereas before, regardless of how you felt, you had to take a test. You had to get tested. Oh, guess what? Now if you're no symptoms, asymptomatic, you don't have to take a test. You don't have to be screened. So what are they telling us? That this whole time, this thing was nothing more than the flu or cold, and they used the cold and flu symptoms, and they turned it into something else to get people to run down, roll their sleeves up, and get something in their veins. That's what this was from the beginning. And we try to tell brothers and sisters this from the very beginning, what was going on through fear. A lot of people ran down there, got this stuff in them. And I pray that those that did find some detox soon. Okay. Get this stuff out of your body. Serious, serious detox, because they are now laughing at those who went and participated in this greatest experiment the world has ever seen. They're going to distance themselves from it so that when the people start to drop in numbers that cannot be contained, Fauci will be gone. Because remember, he told you he's leaving at the end, between now and the end of this term, so he can leave at any moment. Fauci will be off in the sunset to his private island or bunker. You're not going to be able to catch him. They'll be gone. They'll be out of here. Okay, CDC, same with them. They'll be out of here. Okay, and I have some more news on the CDC. Let me see if I can find it real quick. I'll bring it up. If I can find it real quick. If not, we'll keep going. Here it is. Here. Let me pull it up on my screen for you all. And I'll put the link in the chat to make it easy for me and you all to have. Right, so check that out. You pull it up here so we all can look at it. Uh-oh, it's a lot of backpedaling going on. FatNews.com, in an effort to address its missteps during COVID, CDC plans an ambitious agency overhaul. August 17, 2022. So now the CDC says, you know what? We took some wrong steps during COVID. Oh yeah, took some wrong steps, and here it's all laid out in them dropping all their measures that they had in place. Like, it never happened. Everything's been dropped. Business as usual, like before COVID. And now they're making a ambitious agency overhaul. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, an agency that has had its reputation battered by a series of missteps in the COVID-19 pandemic and a slow response to the monkeypox outbreak, will undergo an ambitious overhaul, Director Rochelle Walensky announced Wednesday. So here it is. We know monkeypox, the next one is coming. Now that they've got COVID-19, they've accomplished what they needed to accomplish with that. They've got the ball rolling. The dominoes are falling. They don't need COVID-19 no more. They can just put it out there for those that are still under the spell of COVID-19. They're going to move now to monkeypox. And they're saying that there's a slow response to a disease that hasn't killed anybody. In 2020, they said COVID-19 was killing all these people. Well, monkeypox ain't killed nobody. Okay, it's just a skin disease. Yeah, it's only supposed to affect gay men primarily, which make up like 1% of the population, but it's a national public health emergency. And it's spreading like wildfire, according to them. Have you seen anybody with monkeypox? I haven't seen anybody with monkeypox. I'm asking nurses that work in hospitals. They haven't seen anybody with monkeypox. Right? Just like you never seen nobody with COVID-19, because they don't exist. It exists. The cold, the flu has always been here. Vaccine damage from vaccines that cause skin issues has always been here since the inception of vaccines. Those are the things that they're using to push these diseases and get you to run out in fear and follow behind these people who are so incompetent at best as leaders to lead you through national health emergencies. And these are the people whom so many trust and put their trust in. Right? So many have been hurt by, and we can't even stream on YouTube if we say anything against what they say. But they're the ones that have been wrong the whole time, and we're the ones that have been right the whole time. Very, very telling. So here it is. These are the things we've been saying since day one. And we were getting strikes on YouTube for saying these type of things over the past 2 years. If we were to say these things, you know, over the past 2 years, we caught strikes. We caught channels being terminated. But guess what? Now that it's all come out, I don't know, is it safe to say it now, or we still can't say it, even though the CDC is saying it? You know, that's a game we're not going to even try to see, right? And play with, because you probably still catch this right. So, yeah. What else? Even Thailand. This is very damning, brothers and sisters. I don't know if y'all understand how damning this is. And I hope that each and every one of you who have family and friends that fell for this hoax, this pandemic, can share this information with them, so that they can see that they were tricked. And hopefully they're humble enough to accept that they've been tricked, as humbling as it can be. naturalnews.com. Thailand to demote COVID to same disease category as flu and dengue. So even Thailand is coming out and said, you know what? COVID-19 has been demoted. It's the same thing as the flu or the dengue fever. It's nothing but a flu or a cold. We're not playing the COVID-19 game no more. Okay? We're not playing the game no more. I remember it was a sister that was in the hospital, and we were talking to one of the doctors. This is probably maybe a year ago or somewhere close to a year ago. And even the doctor said, look, they call it COVID pneumonia. They call it the COVID flu. They call it COVID this, COVID that. I just call it regular pneumonia or the regular flu. This is what the doctor was telling us. It's all the same. What he told us. So even the doctor in the hospital, I don't know what level of understanding he has on all this. Even he knew it was foolishness. It was nonsense. So hopefully, share this information with your family. I'm going to give you the links after the broadcast. Within the next 24 hours, you will have all these links to where you can send this to them. You can present them this information. And how you have to come at people is not in a I told you so type of manner or type of way. You have to come to them in a way of asking questions. So I would send this information and ask them, you know, so what do you think about this? What are your thoughts? Get their brain churning. See what they have to say. See if they're still under the spell after reading this. Check out their body language with this information now. And then from there, you can gauge what direction you want to go with trying to further reach them in light of all of this. Okay? So, you know, and it just depends on the person you're talking to. More questions you can ask. So I think you can reach people a lot of times just with asking questions. Just ask very thought-provoking, invigorating questions to them. And let them get that brain churning. Don't try to force information on them as far as telling them this is what it is. It's this, it's that. At least not initially. Just ask, get yourself a very strategic line of questioning together to ask them. And just hit them with questions. Just boom, boom, boom. You know, hitting them with these questions that hit deep within their minds. Okay. So I just wanted to discuss that a little bit before we go into tonight's title, topic. Get it for you here. Going through some current news outside of our topic as well as the topic's going to have some current news as well, but tonight's topic, once again, let's get it. Enemies of the state. Enemies of the state. What does that mean? Well, what is an enemy? I think we all know what an enemy is. An enemy is someone whom you are in opposition against. Well, what's the state? Depends. But in this instance, the state, meaning the government, Some of you all may notice some of these images, these two images I'm using here in this thumbnail, this backdrop for tonight's topic. We're gonna break it down how Hollywood, man, boy, I tell you, when Hollywood does it, they do it. And they have showed us these things for quite some time now. Enemies of the state. So let us first start here. Well, before we go here, let me go here. We talked about, recapping on our last broadcast, identity in a digital world, a new chapter in the social contract. So this particular broadcast is going to segue and pick up perfectly with what we talked about in our last broadcast. okay? We are going more and more into a digital world where everything has become digital. Everything. There's only a few things left to become digital. One of those things being our identity or our person. And then a new chapter in the social contract. A social contract with who? The social contract with the states. Okay? And if you are not down for the new digital social contract in this digital world with the states, you will become an enemy of the state if you're not already an enemy. All right? So let us pick up where we left off last broadcast. Oh, before we do, sorry about that. One more to throw into the pot of the stupor of those who are quadruple vaccinated. We have the Pfizer BioNTech CEO, Albert Bourla. He said, excited to share that updated analysis from our phase 3 study with BioNTech also showed that our COVID-19 vaccine was 100% effective in preventing COVID-19 cases in South Africa, 100%. This was April 1st, April Fools, April 1st, 2021. I mean, you got to pay attention to these things, family. They are mocking the sheep. Fast forward to August 15th, the same Albert Bourla, CEO of Pfizer, I would like to let you know that I have tested positive for COVID-19. I am thankful to have received 4 doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, and I'm feeling well while experiencing very mild symptoms. I am isolating and have started a course of Paxlovid. So you notice there's a pattern here. 4 shots, get COVID or test positive, get on the new drug Paxlovid, catch rebound COVID. How damning.
Shalom, Elder. How are you doing this evening? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Yes, can you hear me?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Okay, I can hear you now, yes, sir.
Oh, okay, Blog Talk is you wouldn't believe what Blog Talk's doing right now. But anyways, Shabbat Shalom, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm blessed by the best, sir. Great broadcast, as always. Just a couple of things I wanted to throw out. A little earlier, we were talking about, Obamacare and, its impact on the health industry, and health care, insurances, as a whole. And I may have mentioned to you or to our listeners that I come from a health insurance background. It's actually what I do. And one of the things that kind of triggered tonight is over the past few years, I've been watching how most of your mom and pop single shingle, doctors, they've all gone to the wayside. I'm like, what is going on? They're being kind of co-opted into these huge hospital groups. So now your doctor's office is not, on Main Street anymore. It's at the hospital. There's a floor or a wing or whatever, or it's doctor's offices. And at first it brought to my attention because people were getting charged exorbitant amounts of money because you go to your doctor, you're supposed to have a copay. Well, because, if they do any labs or anything like that, all of that now becomes an outpatient hospital visit, which goes towards your deductible. So people were going to see their doctors for regular standard stuff and ended up getting hit with hundreds, sometimes even thousands of dollars in, charges going towards their deductibles and everything. So I didn't think about that till just now, and that connection that you just brought out with Obamacare, and how that's just really raised up the cost for the average person. So that's mm-hmm. one major piece. Did you want to kind of jump in on that piece?
Yeah, let me comment on that real quick. You said that the health care has moved off of Main Street, and what I was going to add to that is moved off of Main Street and has gone on to Wall Street. So our health care has now become corporatized and digitized, which
right.
gives more access to government to know your health history, which now is going to, you know, be perfect when it comes to their next stage for the biological future of mankind, which we're going to go into here in a moment with the next segment. But the next point you had there.
Yeah, just something. I could just be, you know, overreaching, getting into my conspiracy brain. I don't know. You could dissect it. But I was looking at that Paxlovid, right? And a couple of things stood out. One, Pax, P-A-X, is the actual Latin word for peace. And you know what scriptures say about anytime they say peace, it's just the opposite. Number one. Number two, there's a guy, he was a first century poet. He's a Roman out of Italy, and his name is Ovid. And his most prevalent work, a body of work that most people are familiar with him if they know anything about the ancient poet, is he wrote a piece called Metamorphosis. So I just kind of thought that was very interesting. His name is Polybius. But it's Ovid.
Okay.
O-V-I-D is actually, you know, what he goes by. But let's
you
see.
Paxlovid means peace?
Well, Paxlovid is the medication that they've got out here that everybody's pushing. Every time
right.
you turn around, somebody talking about COVID, they're talking about, oh, yeah, but it's okay. I'm taking this Paxlovid, you know, that kind of thing. However, Pax, P-A-X, the first piece of that is the actual Latin word for peace. You can, like, totally Google that.
So now
and
it's
then,
trying
and then
to get the
Ovid,
understanding behind what Lovid or Ovid means.
O-V-I-D is he's a poet. He's a first century poet. He's a Roman poet. And his main body of work that he's mostly known for, he wrote some other things, like about the heroines and, you know, the mythology, goddesses, whatever. But his main piece that he's well known for is called Metamorphosis. And his name is Plebeius Ovidius, something like that. Let me try to find it because I just added a moment ago.
You know what metamorphosis means, right?
Exactly.
A change, a transformation.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was getting to. I was, you know, I was looking at that, and I'm like, okay, maybe it's just me in my mind, the way but his name is, I'm sorry, Publius Ovidius Naso. But he's known as Ovid. O-V-I-D.
Okay.
And just as one last little fun fact, if you just want to stretch the conspiracy theory there, the letter L is also the Roman numeral for 50, which is a jubilee. Who knows? I don't know. Not me. But just looking at it, and I'm like, maybe I'm just way too.
No, I mean.
It keeps to our conspiracies, but it just stood out to me.
It makes sense as you know, food for thought, nonetheless. But, yeah, well, I'm pretty sure there's going to be more information that's coming out about this Paxlovid because they're pushing it so hard. And I'm like, well, you got the four shots. First of all, you shouldn't have caught COVID. And then if you did catch it, now you're pushing Paxlovid, which now you take that, and now you're getting rebound COVID after taking that. So when does it end?
Right.
Is this Paxlovid now being used on top of the vaccine to then bring forth the peaceful metamorphosis or the peaceful change?
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, it won't be anything peaceful about it. Okay,
exactly.
You're going to be turned into a cyborg and a super soldier, and often cases a zombie, right? So you know, definitely good points brought out and I appreciate that.
Not a problem. I always look forward to this broadcast. So keep doing what you're doing. The water is most high continue to bless you, sir.
Okay, I'll pray. Thank you for support. Have a blessed Sabbath. Shalom.
Shalom.
All right, let's go to the next caller we have here from the 216 area code, 216. Shabbat Shalom, you're live.
Shabbat Shalom, Elder. How are you today?
I'm blessed. How are you?
Man, blessed by the best. You already know his name is Ahaya. So just to get right into it so you can keep your broadcast going, as you were going through the information, a lot of things I was thinking of you were actually bringing out, so I won't really, you know, stick on those too much. But I just for the people who aren't familiar, though, with when you brought up that shattered union, I don't know, maybe a year ago or whenever, it might have been even around the election, but I thought that was kind of interesting. Okay, yeah. And so obviously things didn't happen. We had the January 6th situation. But, you know, if he is reelected again, technically he still would be the 44th person, you know, that's elected president, which that 44th president, I know you know this, but the other listeners who are new might not, you know, was the one, you know, we'll recall when the whole situation popped off. So he still would be the 44th, could just be his second time being elected. And then, which I know this, so I know you, this will probably hit home for you, of course, but, you know, I've just been watching some stuff on the periphery with the whole Texas situation. And it seems like that is like really kicking up a lot of steam in your state there too. So like I said, it's something actually for people to keep their eyes on with regards to that. And then, you know, again, it sounds like from what you were leading into, you're probably getting ready to get into the programmable digital currency and the whole G7 situation and what's going on with that. So I'll just kind of, you know, leave that there because I think that's where you're going. But I would say this, too, about the IRS thing, which I find interesting. Like, I'm thinking, obviously, they're going to come after us. You know, we're the, you know, they're coming after us, period. We know that. But like you put in one of your previous broadcasts, the people who were saying, you know, just lock us down and give me my check. I mean, they have a lot of people already on the hook, let's just say. I really think a lot of this, and the article you pulled up, I think it was going to sort of hint at that, but it was going to go in a different direction. But I think they're going to go after the businesses because, you know, you think of, well, let's say, what happened during COVID, how all of these mom-and-pop type shops, I mean, you already had the Walmarts and Home Depots putting people, you know, out of business, you know, the little hardware store guy and, you know, super little grocery stores and all that kind of stuff. They're already getting put out of business. COVID comes, you had a lot of the small businesses, you know, ended up going by the wayside. But still, if you were a guy, from what I can see, I'm not a truck driver, but from what I could see, if you were driving a truck or in logistics, things of that nature, because of all of the packages being ordered, you know, you still did well. So there still are some people out there with small businesses that did well during the pandemic. And I think that when those agents get out there, they're really going to go after them because they want to make sure that nobody has, you know, money or the means to do their own thing. If and I don't know what you think of, you know, I'll let you weigh in on what do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think what you're saying is key, and I was going to say the same thing when it comes to how they gave the businesses, well, a lot of business went belly up during the lockdown, and even more so now because a lot of these promises aren't being kept to where you have, you know, like I said, the video that came out on the Patreon today where black farmers are being denied the ability to continue farming and having farms, and not only just black farmers, but, you know, farms in general. So absolutely, if you look at what's going on right now with these businesses, it's pretty much getting rid of anything that's not affiliated with corporate. So a lot of these smaller businesses are getting, you know, bought out by corporations. Like you wouldn't be surprised how many that you would think are natural or organic companies out there are actually bought and owned by a mega corporation like Nestle or Burger King or whoever. You think, oh, well, you know, this is a good company, and it's not. Like, you know, Nestle bought Naked, the Naked smoothie. But when these corporations mm-hmm. are buying these small businesses up, it's the same thing as, you know, like you were saying, them being done away with, because now those corporations, you know, toxicity is only going to trickle over into them. So it's no different than Nestle.
There it is. And I didn't see the elders Patreon. I did catch the YouTube portion. I was working, so I'm going to catch the Patreon later. But as you were talking about the black farmers thing, I'm going to assume he probably had Mr. John Boyd on there, who's the president of the Black Farmers Association. And so actually, exact to your point of what you just said and what I was alluding to, same thing, like what Monsanto was doing with the little farmers, you know, letting the seeds fall on the land, then tying them up in litigation, so then the farmers would go bankrupt, and then they had to sell their farms. And then you got somebody obviously like Bill Gates, Buffett, and other people who are buying up the farmland as well. But what's interesting with that gentleman, Mr. Boyd, is, and again, I know you know this stuff, but just for the other people, what's interesting with him, during the Obama administration, he was actually vetted to be the Secretary of Agriculture. There was, many, if not all, of the Congressional Black Caucus was throwing their support behind Mr. Boyd to be the Secretary of Agriculture during Obama's administration. And I'm saying that because just like with those Black Lives Matter people that never got their meeting once Biden got in office, Mr. Boyd, Biden has to be familiar with him. But he was vice president when he was being vetted to be the Secretary of Agriculture under his and Obama's administration. So President Biden has to be familiar with the gentleman. Then now you say, you know, he's expecting to get a seat at the table or some money coming, and then to be able to talk to Biden after, he's elected. And look at what's happened. That, you know, obviously Biden has turned his back on him and is not even, accepting his phone call, just like the Black Lives Matter people that thought they were going to have a seat at the table. It's, to see how our people are caught up in this psyop is really, it's really sad. We can see and hear, but it's really sad to see how our people are caught up in the psyop. And I'll just leave with this. I sent a video regarding the programmable currency to my best friend from high school. This brother, smart brother by the world standard, he was valedictorian of our high school class and stuff. So I sent him a video regarding the programmable currency because he's really into crypto. And his response back to me was, well, I'm a little bit, disturbed about it. I forget the actual word, but I'm a little bit put off by the video because there's ads, in the video, before the video comes on. And I'm like, what does that have to do with cryptocurrency being programmable, being able to control things? The point I'm saying is even a person that has a good brain on the shoulders, the world standard, PSYOP totally has them fooled. Into following the system. The thing I told him with the vaccine, I said, man, if I was going to sell you a bulletproof vest and told you when you get shot, bullet goes through the vest, would you buy it from me? Like, come on, just use some common sense. But like I said, I know you got to get back to the broadcast, and like I said, I'm interested to see where you're going to go. Before I go, I didn't know if you had any response to the thing about Boyd and him, the fact that Biden has to know him and he's not even talking to him.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with that.
Okay.
I do know that there was a video that was shown, and the video was kind of skipped through a little bit by the eldest, so it may have been in that video. And he may have been mentioned.
Gotcha.
If he was mentioned, I may have not caught it. But yeah, it was just going into a lot of the different things, the lies that have been told since the beginning. Before, Biden ran for president and all the things that are going on now when it comes to the black farmers. So, it's just more confirmation that this liberal Democrat party is not for black people, as well as this government in America as a whole. So.
Hey, and the other thing, more confirmation that we are following the right path as well. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Well, with that, sir, I'll let you get back to the broadcast, and you have a blessed rest of your evening and a wonderful Sabbath, sir.
All right. You as well. Tawada for the support. Bless you. Shabbat shalom.
Tawada. Shalom. Shabbat shalom.
Okay, so now let's move forward to segment two of Enemies of the State. So now that we've spoken about some of the things that are going on, let's go a little bit deeper. And this is going to now tie into last week's broadcast where we went into identity in a digital world, a new chapter in the social contract. All right, we're going to pick up right there we left off because now this trap is being laid and all the infrastructure is being put in place for total control in a digital world where everything becomes digital, it's more controllable, and now the new chapter in the social contract that you're going to make with the beast in order to be able to actually interact and have access to this digital world, say metaverse, these different aspects of cryptocurrency, all these different things, right? So, of course, we couldn't go a broadcast and not talk about everyone's favorite organization that seems like you just can't never stop talking about. The World Economic Forum, WEF. Check this out. The solution to online abuse, AI plus human intelligence. AI plus human intelligence. The solution to online abuse, kind of like Alex Jones, who can get online and talk about how he believes what they say with Sandy Hook is not the actual narrative. Well, that's online abuse. Holocaust deniers, vaccine skeptics. How do we deal with this, what they would call online abuse? Well, of course, the World Economic Forum has a solution. Let's merge artificial intelligence with human intelligence, right? August 10th, 2022. Now, notice how they start this. Readers, please be aware that this article has been shared on websites that routinely misrepresent content and spread misinformation. So here it is. They got to give a disclaimer that this article is being shared on websites and podcasters and people that would, have alternative viewpoints that they would call conspiracy theorists that are misrepresenting what this really means, spread misinformation. So this is what they want you to do. But all that being said, we ask you to note the following. The content of this article is the opinion of the author, not the World Economic Forum. Please read the piece for yourself. The forum is committed to publishing a wide array of voices, and misrepresenting content only diminishes open conversations. Well, now, you want to have a conversation, right? You're talking about if you misrepresent it, it diminishes conversations. Well, if we're stating an alternative viewpoint to what's being presented here, is that not a conversation? You're saying one thing, and we may be saying something different as far as what we think about all this. That's a conversation. Let's have the conversation. No, you don't want a conversation. You want total control and censorship to where you get to decide and determine how things should be and what the future should be. That's not a conversation, right? But the minute we start to now say how we feel about it, now we're misrepresenting their content and diminishing the conversation. So you see the psychological wordplay and the Jedi mind tricks that they try to use, right? So to make sure that those who are under the spell come here and they don't break their programming, right? So with 63% of the world's population online, the internet is a mirror of society. It speaks all languages, contains every opinion, and hosts a wide range of sometimes unsavory individuals. Ooh, when you get strikes on YouTube, maybe you might fit into the unsavory category. You got savory individual category, right? Like, when is having an opinion ever been unsavory in the land where it's supposed to be freedom of speech? Okay, this is the narrative that they would like to put out there. That they're the authenticators on what an unsavory opinion an individual are. It says, as the internet has evolved, so has the dark world of online harms. Trust and safety teams, the teams typically found within online platforms responsible for removing abusive content and enforcing platform policies are challenging or challenged by an ever-growing list of abuses such as child abuse, extremism, disinformation, hate speech, and fraud, and increasingly advanced actors misusing platforms in unique ways. So, you know, again, it's all about how they would define these particular terms. And I don't even know why they put child abuse in there, because they got all type of crazy stuff going on with children on such platforms as YouTube to where nothing is said or done about it. Okay? But the extremism, the disinformation, the hate speech, and fraud, advanced actors misusing platforms in unique ways. So that's all left up to interpretation, and it's subjective, and it's up to their interpretation and subjection on what those definitions mean. It says here, the solution, however, is not as simple as hiring another room full of content moderators or building yet another block list. Without a profound familiarity with different types of abuse and understanding of hate groups' verbiage, fluency in terrorist languages, and nuanced comprehension of disinformation campaigns, trust and safety teams can only scratch the surface. So basically what they're saying, a terrorist language would be us speaking cryptically on a platform like YouTube saying 91 Divock, right? That's cryptic. So we're advanced actors misusing platforms in unique ways, right? With nuanced comprehension, right? So we're using counter moves and strategies to their strategies, and now they don't like that. So they must find something to put in place to deal with these so-called enemies of the state. A more sophisticated approach is required by uniquely combining the power of innovative technology, off-platform intelligence collection, and the prowess of subject matter experts who understand how threat actors operate. Scale detection of online abuse can reach near perfect precision. So what does that sound like, family? When you take the power of innovative technology, off-platform intelligence collection, and combine them. That sounds like a cyborg, right? They need a being that thinks like a person and thinks like a machine or a computer. Online abuses are becoming more complex. Since the introduction of the internet, wars have been fought, recessions have come and gone, and new viruses have wreaked havoc. While the internet played a vital role in how these events were perceived, other changes like the radicalization of extreme opinions, the spread of misinformation, and the wide reach of child sexual abuse material have been enabled by it. Okay, so let's continue here. Young people are more at risk to be harassed online. So now they're so concerned about people being bullied and harassed online. Like, that's the most major problem that we have as a society, is online harassment. People getting bullied online. Like, come on, give me a break. People are getting raped in the metaverse. And it ain't stopping the metaverse from continuing to be the metaverse, for them continuing to keep building it. Right? I've seen a news article come out talking about how some women got raped in the metaverse. Right, all type of atrocious things being said about what's happening to people that are getting in that world. But they're worried about online harassment, as if a person can't just leave the web page. If you're in a Twitter space getting harassed, block the person. Or get off Twitter. Right? like you're being bullied, like you're in a corner, someone's just pounding you down and you can't defend yourself. It's even more of a less issue online. Should you be more concerned about people being bullied physically? So here are their percentages. So because of this, right, this really little to minimal threat, if any, they must now come with a solution to the online harassment. Well, the Hegelian is what they're best at. Traditional methods aren't enough. The basis of most harmful content detection methods is artificial intelligence, right? The AI demon bot that YouTube uses to come after people, to strike channels down, right? This powerful technology relies on massive training sets to quickly identify violative behaviors at scale. Built on data, sets of known online abuses, and familiar languages, means AI can detect known abuses in familiar languages, but is less effective at detecting nuanced violations in languages it wasn't trained on, a gaping hole of which threat actors can take advantage. So when we speak in code, or we speak, you know, slang or Ebonics or whatever the case is, it confuses the algorithms. The algorithms are confused. The demons don't know what to do with the words, right? So they must bring in a balance to the AI. While providing speed and scale, AI also lacks context, a critical component of trust and safety work. For example, robust AI models exist to detect nudity, but few can discern whether that nudity is part of a Renaissance painting or a pornographic image. So they would bring in something that has nothing to do with what they really are looking to do. They would bring in nudity as the example. Okay? They got no concerns about nudity at all. It says, similarly, most models can't decipher whether the knife featured in a video is being used to promote a butcher's equipment or a violent attack. This lack of context may lead to over-moderating, limiting free speech online platforms, or under-moderating, which is a risk to user safety. So they're so concerned about our free speech and our user safety. So how do they combat this with the AI? They need a human element. In contrast to AI, human moderators and subject matter experts can detect nuanced online abuse and understand many languages and cultures. This precision, however, is limited by the endless specific area of expertise. A human moderator who is an expert in European white supremacy won't necessarily be able to recognize harmful content in India or misinformation narratives in Kenya. This limited focus means that for human moderators to be effective, they must be part of large, robust teams, a demanding effort for most technology companies. The human element should not also be ignored. The thousands of moderators tasked with keeping important content offline must witness it themselves, placing them at high risk of mental illness and traumatic disorders. While AI provide speed and scale and human moderators provide precision, their combined efforts are still not enough to proactively detect harm before it reaches platforms. To achieve proactivity, trust and safety teams must understand that abusive content doesn't start and stop on their platforms. Before reaching mainstream platforms, threat actors congregate in the darkest corners of the web to define new keywords. Look at this, right? You got threat actors who are getting together in these dark corners of the web, right? Coming together. And that sounds like a conspiracy theory. Like they always want to talk about conspiracy theory. Well, that sounds like far out there, buddy. Like what people are you talking about that are getting in these dark corners of the web to come up with crafty words to use to outmaneuver the algorithms? Share URLs to resources and discuss new dissemination tactics at length. Check it out. These secret places where terrorists, hate groups, child predators, and disinformation agents freely communicate can provide a trove of information for teams seeking to keep their users safe. So with this online threat that they're saying is out there, okay, you know they have a solution. to dealing with this online threat. Okay, and they're bold, letting us know that they know about it and that they're looking to implement solutions to deal with it. All right, this is where your false flags and your psyops and all these things happen, so they can pass new laws, get support and funding for new systems, have people not push back on overabundant surveillance and mark of the beast tech. So let's check out this video here. All right, check it out. Trying to make it bigger, but